WHCL, Clinton, New York.
It's 8 o'clock!
Remember one little thing, a little kiss each morning, a little kiss at night. Who cares if hard luck may be ahead, an empty cupboard, a crust of bread. A little kiss each morning, a little kiss at night. Dreams may disappoint me, as they often do. Bring your tears to me, dear, I'll bring mine to you. Though hair so golden may turn to gray, I'll call you sweetheart the same old way. A little kiss each morning, a little kiss at night.
put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yeah, this is Radiola, surprisingly enough. That's amazing. We got in the studio tonight, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Yes, we're here, and we're going to do the whole show. Nobody's going to pull the plug on Radiola tonight. And this show is all in one, which is in reference to the fact that I'm doing this all off of two CDs played in one CD player in sequence, so I'm not troubled by any technical malfunctions, except the ones that occur above my neck. And those are all too frequent, so you'll know when those occur because my mouth will be running and my brain will be idling. We began with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, A Little Kiss Each Morning, 1929. Very nice copy of that, too. And Waring's Pennsylvania is their big hit to celebrate the college season, the beginning of starting to see people around here again, which is very nice. Very nice indeed. It's usually this is like The Shining. I feel like I'm going to see a kid on a tricycle riding by or something. It's just terrible. But that was Collegiate, one of Fred Waring's big hits, and that was from 1925. And then our usual, you go get a beer sort of song. They Wake Up Chillin', unless you want to listen to the song, which I would recommend because I really like it. But, you know, there's differences in taste. That's, you know, there's always a chance to make a sandwich during the show because I have a lot of variety, and that's what the show is about tonight. Variety, it's all in one. It's a Swiss Army knife. It's a multi-purpose tool for enjoyment. And here's some jazz for you: Kentucky Serenaders, Sam Lanning Group from 1921, and this is when they played hot, and they did play hot. And this is off an old Regal 78. And Hager's Blues.
Thank you.
I guess this show gives me an excuse to play some of my favorites, and that is one of my all-time favorites from the original Brunswick 78. Brunswick, yes indeed. Red Nichols and His Five Pennies, that's no bargain, and I'll leave all commentary on that point beside me because I just don't want to delve into that this week. I'm doing well this week. Lane's Dance Orchestra, which is a Bob Herring group. Before that, Sometimes I'm Happy. Well, this week I'm doing a little better. Honestly, I am. I don't know why. Because there's no place to go. I guess you got to go up. 1927, beginning with the Kentucky Serenaders, which is a Sam Lannon group on Regal, 9134, and Haggard's Blues, recorded in 1921. And those guys got hot. That was for early acoustic jazz. That was pretty good, pretty advanced. The sound was good, and that was right off the 78 too. That was nothing was done much to that recording. I have to tell you, that was in nice shape. Glad to play it like that. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm glad to play anything tonight. I'm just glad to be in the studio. It's not too bad. It's mild. It's rather sultry but mild. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And continuing now, it's for upbeat tonight. Here's Charles Cayley in 1926 off of Vivatonal, Columbia Vivatonal, Hello Bluebird.
Thank you.
but I'm back home to stay. All day long I jump and run about. You can always hear me shouting out, hello, bluebird. Got no time for blues or anything. I'm so happy I just want to sing, hello, bluebird. Blue skies, sunshine, friends that are real. Old folks, deep heart, oh, how I feel. I'll not go roaming like I did again. I'll stay home and be a kid again. Hello, bluebird, hello. Hear that bluebird, why he's calling you. And he says, come back home. If you go, why you'll be happy too. He says, please don't roam. Once I would start to stray, but now I'm home to stay. Bye bye, Sandy. How do you do? Hello, how do you do? Hello, bluebird. Look at that sunshine, look at that sunshine, just look at my smile. Gonna be happy for a long while. I'll never roam away from home again, never, ever be alone again. Hello, bluebird, hello.
Come to me, that's true. But known to everyone for miles around. She will help you when friends forsake you and troubles bear you down. For those who come her way are blessed when they hear her say, 'Tain't so, honey, 'tain't so. Spoke to the Lord said, no, 'tain't so. Honey, 'tain't so. 'Tain't so, honey, 'tain't so. Tomorrow will bring something good, I know, 'tain't so. I mean, it just ain't so. Makes no difference what your problem may be. Just look up, brother, and I'm sure you will see. 'Tain't so, honey, 'tain't so. The devil said yes, but the Lord said no. 'Tain't so, honey, 'tain't so.
A good message. I'm feeling better already. I can't help it. It just makes me feel good. And I'll get to that point in a minute. But that was Paul Whiteman, Bing Crosby singing there. Bick's playing. You could hear him. And what a sound. What a great sound of that band. And that's off the Potato Head. I've got that Potato Head at home, and it hasn't sprouted, so it's still in nice shape. Columbia Potato Head, that is. Before that, we had... Well, that was Taint So, indeed. Ruth Etting, I'll Get By, As Long As I Have You, in 1929. Starting with Charles Cayley, Hello Bluebird, 1926. I'll Stay Home and Be a Kid Again. Well, you know, if your mother starts telling you to go get a job, that's kind of tough. You know, you just have to, it's not that easy. You know, you're assailed from all directions. She presents such enticing employment opportunities as bagging groceries, as opposed to the band that you always wanted to start. So maybe staying home and being a kid again isn't the best thing, because there's a lot of static at home. No help for it. I'm Andy Senior, and I hope there's no static tonight. I hope it's coming through clear. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and this is Radiola, by the way. I hope you're enjoying it. And positive stuff. I just wanted to say, I think everybody who's and this is just a off the cuff sort of thing. My opinion is, and this is my opinion, that John Zogby's new book, The Way Will Be, is well worth your attention and time, because it's a wonderful book. And that's what I got to say. And I happened to listen this week. He was on the Diane Rehm show, and they basically didn't let him talk about his book. But his book is well worth looking into. So check out his book on Amazon, or go to Barnes & Noble. I guess he's going to be there in a couple of days. But it's a really, it makes you feel good. It's not one of these books that make you, that sit on your head and make you feel like the apocalypse is in the next 15 minutes, and that we're all going to be at each other's throats. It's really gives you though the fact is that we may have some problems coming up, it makes you feel a lot better about what's going on. And maybe, and this is not a political slant either way. It has nothing to do with right or left. It's all about trying to get over that stuff and making things work. And it's a wonderful book, and I think, and it's a lot better than a lot of things I've read. It's really, really quite good. So the book is called The Way Will Be, and that's by John Zogby of Utica. Yes, indeed. Check that out, would you? And now I feel better. I'm just putting all the plugs in my spare tire here. Here's a set with a little edge to it, and a hidden message, maybe. Here's Noah Beery in 1930 with the Vitaphone Orchestra, and the song is called The Whip.
Listen, little whip, while you're in my grip, while I got an arm with strength left to swing you. You're a friend of me, you can make me be way above the trash I thrills when I sling you. I don't need no brain, I can hold the reins, long as I got you to give them pins. They hear me crack my whip and they call, 'cause when I crack my whip, that's my call. For in this old hell hole down in Africa, I am the big boss man of them all. You must bow down to me, white or black. You've got to bend your knee, break your back. And when I want a thing, then I get that thing. For in this whole hell hole, I'm the king. They hear me crack my whip on the crawl, 'cause when I crack my whip, that's my call. For in this whole hell hole down in Africa, I am the big boss man of them all. You must bow down to me, white or black. You've got to bend your knee, break your back. And when I want a
Dearie, don't be angry. I was only teasing you. And that indeed is what I'm... Well, this is a very cryptic set, and it is an inside joke, so I will not divulge what it pertains to, but it's my own... You know, sometimes you just got to do stuff like that. It's good music anyway. What's wrong with it? Ted Lewis, 1925, Angry. Before that, Zuz Confrey and his orchestra, electric recording of Kitten on the Keys, and before that, The Whip. So we had Kitten with The Whip. 1930 was The Whip, Noah Beery, accompanied by the Vitaphone Orchestra. And that set goes out to a very special someone indeed. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and you're listening to Radiola, if you can stand it. I'm Andy Sr., and we're going to continue now with his song. This is the first 78. I can never recall hearing this, not this particular 78, but this selection, played on a Victrola, is the first one. And I like to play this from time to time. Keeps things full circle. But here you go. 1925. Dreaming. And this is what I'm always doing, by the way. Of course, I haven't got any floor plans. Dreaming of a castle in the air.
Thank you. maybe there. The wide, golden hair, smiley, gorgeous. That's Holy Anna. Ain't she the image of someone you care about? Oh, 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 oh. That's Holy Anna. Her lips are so inviting. Her arms are so exciting. Her looks are dynamite. She's always round and exposing. She stands out like a gem. I may just one of them. Lovely, gorgeous, Holy Anna.
That's Gloriana, and that was by what it says here is the Boston Society Orchestra, but it was a group under the direction of Tommy Gott, very, very jazzy, not a society band in the least. 1928, one of the best songs that has been totally forgotten. I've never heard a bad recording of Gloriana, wonderful recording of that song. Before that, Broadway Nightlights, Franklin Bauer on the vocal, Thinking of You, 1927, and that's a lovely tune. Yeah, lovely tune. Kalmar Ruby, isn't it? I think so. Yeah, well, you can correct me on that if I'm wrong. And before that, we had Jack Chapman and his orchestra, Dreaming of a Castle in the Air, a song that I've heard for the past, well, I've heard it in my head a lot because I didn't have the record, but when I heard the record 40 years ago, it's really stuck with me. So it's really been pleasant to be able to find these things. And I'm assuming the record that I actually heard has been was trashed a long time ago, knowing the people where that all wound up. But, well, it was a Victrola. Of course it wound up. By the way, that was such an amazing thing to have a Victrola. You could actually, it was a magical thing to have music without any electrical amplification. And sounded good, at least until the needle wore through the record. But this is Radio. I'm Andy Sr., and this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And please check out my Radiola blog, because there's a lot of good links on there. And all my playlists. This playlist is already up. And so if you want to check that out, by all means do so. It should be there. Any previous playlist, if you want to track down some of these 78s on eBay or someplace else, feel free to do so. I already have them. So the market's wide open here. And maybe some of them I'll upgrade, but I'm not gonna worry about that too much. Also, before I play the next selection, a couple of quick program notes. You might want to check out some of those links, particularly Randy Bryan's Forward into the Past. Randy is a great guy, very generous, wonderful man, and he has a wonderful program that you ought to listen to. It has some old-time radio in the middle, but there's a lot of great music on there, and you will be very glad that you listened. Also, the usual ones, Big Broadcast. That's one I've always listened to, and if you haven't heard that yet, you've got to try him on Sunday nights. That's Rich Connolly. And Ian Whitcomb has an interesting show on, and I've got a link to that, so you can check out his show on Luxuria Music. It's different. It sort of mixes, kind of his show is sort of a combination between mine and Mark Fuller's show, if you can envision that. So I guess there is common ground between the two genres of music, the music of the 20s and 30s, and also the 50s and 60s. So that's why I'm mentioning Mark Fuller's show. He's going to be on tomorrow night, by the way. So please listen to him. He'll be on this station, WHCL 88.7 FM. And you'll love his program. If you're hankering for that, the oldies, as much as you like this, you'll like that too. So that'll be worth checking out tomorrow night at 8 p.m. here, right where you got your dial set or your stream. Just try it again tomorrow. Same time, same channel. And here, speaking of links, these people are linked on my website too, the West End Jazz Band in 2007. They're having a wedding rehearsal across the street tonight. And this has nothing to do with that, except there was an odd act of synchronicity. But here they are, Wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. You know, they're all biting the dust. I mean, there's a couple of holdouts, but, you know, they're all going for it. Of course, I got on that bus early, so I'm not going to complain.
Those church bells chime. Those wedding bells are breaking up.